Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy.
So you can protect stuff like this.
Or this.
Or even this.
Nope. Well, case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Chad, what's up, dude?
Johnny B, what's happening, brother?
Nothing, man. Thanks for holding so patiently. How can we help you tonight?
I know, man. Those brakes are getting longer and longer and longer. They just keep going and going and going.
We made the company
Energizer Bunny.
We made this company so much money, and that's why we are rewarded so handsomely. Thanks, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know.
So you guys get rewarded for the brakes?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, man. Well, our salaries reflect it.
Well, if you don't remember who I am, I'm Tow Truck Chad.
Yeah, Chad, what's up, baby?
I ain't talked to y'all in a while, so
yeah.
I just wanted to call and say hello.
Yeah,
how y'all been doing?
You're out in Spring Hill, right? Is where you do your towings?
That's where the office is. I live in Newport Richey, but yeah, close
enough.
Yeah,
there you go. Somebody parks illegally, old Chad comes by and grabs him up.
That's right. I'm on the way to St. Petersburg right now, going across the Hofro.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, all them people illegally parked on Central.
Yeah, going to ruin somebody's
night.
Them.
Yeah, that's what they get, a-holes. Am I right, Chad?
That's what they get, a-holes. You guys have a good night, guys.
You
see
too,
ya.
Man. God bless.
Oh,
hey, you held all on right. Just to say hi.
Yeah.
There you go. Normally, we would crap on people for that, but
yeah.
It's Chad.
I have a mixed emotions about tow truck drivers.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. What? It depends on what you're doing. Like, some aren't in the business of just yanking your car up and putting it into the pound. Some people are there to help you when you're broke down.
Yes.
Like,
I had a really nice guy one time that was, and he probably left after helping me be unstranded. He probably went and ruined somebody's night and picked up somebody's car.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, it's like, screw you.
It's a gig. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't blame the drivers as much as the companies, you know?
It's a Nuremberg defense, though, you know?
I remember I moved out of an apartment complex, and, God, this is a little over 20 years ago. I was living in this really nice apartment complex. It was brand new in Brandon at the time. We were, like, the fourth family to move in. And Zane was, like, 6 months old, and it was with his mom. I was still married to her. And I was working at the Hard Rock before it was Hard Rock. It was still a bingo hall, but I was working the midnight shift. And I guess I didn't know, but they had like assigned parking for certain areas. But like I said, it was only a handful of people that lived in the place at the time. So I guess where I parked next to my apartment was not the right parking place, but I wasn't aware. So
but you lived there.
Yeah.
Seems like they could have given you a warning.
Yeah. So it was on the weekend. And I went to go getting my, you know, I had an SUV at the time, a GMC Jimmy, because I was a big old guy, so I drove this big old SUV. I went to go get into my car to go to work at like 10 o'clock at night, because I worked 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. was my shift. And my truck's gone. It's gone. So I was like, somebody stole my truck. I call the cops, you know, put a report out. You know, I go, yeah, man, somebody stole my truck. The detective calls me like an hour later, and he's like, your car has not been stolen. It is impounded. It was towed. And I go, why would they tow me from my home? And he goes, I don't know. You're going to have to check with your apartment complex because they're the ones that alerted the tow truck company. What?
Bastards.
So I had to go that night, pay like a weekend fee, a gate fee. It was all these extra charges to get my truck. It ended up being like $320 to get my truck. And I didn't make a lot of money back then at all. So
when I was living in the old Northeast neighborhood, which is a very expensive part of St. Pete, a historic neighborhood.
Yeah.
I lived in this apartment complex right across the street from the old Northeast Tavern and Black Crow Coffee Shop is there now.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a very happening part of town. So I was doing, you know, I lived there. I was doing my podcast there. This was years ago. And there was this dude who kind of reached out to me, and he was telling me about all these things that he was doing. He wanted to come on to the podcast. I go, okay, sure. So I had him come on. He was disabled. He had I don't know exactly what his deal was, but he had stuff going on with his body. It just didn't work right.
Cerebral palsy, something
maybe
like that.
Maybe something. Yeah. Crutches and the whole deal. So I told him, I go, hey, man, you got to be careful where you park because they will tow you around here. And he goes, no, I have a placard, disabled parking placard.
Okay.
And I said, okay. But I'm just letting you know, they're pretty strict.
Oh, no.
And he goes, that's fine. I do it all the time. Don't worry about it. So he parked in my apartment complex's parking area, and there's only like 7 spots there.
Yeah.
So whoever lived there was like, somebody's in my spot. Okay.
Right.
So they called the tow truck company, and they came and got his truck. So we're wrapping up. We're finished. And, like, I had to go to work. I was, you know, trying, and he's, like, looking around trying, and, he, you know, he can barely walk, this poor guy. And his truck's nowhere to be found. So he's on the phone. Can I borrow your phone? And, yeah, sure. So I gave him my phone. He's calling they towed his truck. And he's like, you can't do that. I have a placard in there.
Like,
they're like, well, we did.
We did do it.
And
your ass down here and get your truck.
Yeah. So I was like, well, let me take you there. You know, so I got him in my truck, and it's a big get up for him. He's got his special, you know, van. So that was a pain in the butt. And then like we couldn't figure out how to get in. It was nighttime at this point. We couldn't figure out how to get into the facility.
You got to call a number. They charge you extra for somebody to come let you in.
Yeah. And I'm like on the clock. I'm about to be late for work. He's like, just go. But he's like, there's nowhere to sit.
Just lean me against the pole.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, no, I gotta
help
you.
Lay me on the ground.
I gotta help you. Like, and he's like, just go. Don't worry about it.
Bungee me to the fence.
Just go. So eventually, he must have got his truck back. I saw him post on Facebook a few days later, so it must have been okay. But, man, what an awkward time that was.
Well, I mean, that sucks for him, too. And some heartless bastard saw his placard and still called. But I'm telling you, I was parked in the wrong spot. There was 100 parking spots that were wide open. All they had to do was knock on my door and go, hey, you're parked in the wrong spot. Can you move your truck real quick? And I'd been like, hell yeah. Not a problem. I was sitting there watching TV while they were towing me away. Like,
yeah.
It was crazy.
And it's not like they didn't know who you were.
They knew exactly who I was. I was the first person to ever rent in that building.
They at least should have given you the one time. Like, hey, man, you're new here. Just to let you know.
Well, I almost scrapped with the maintenance guy because I had to wait till Monday. Because there was nobody in the office on Sunday. I went Monday, and I was like, you guys owe me $320. And they're like, you need to calm down. I go, F you. I go, I'm one of the first people to rent here, and you called the tow truck company on me? All you had to do was knock on the door and tell me to move, and I would have done it so graciously. And they were like, yeah, well, that's just the rules. I go, no. You guys are in cahoots with this tow truck company because you're the ones that call this guy. I know this guy gives you a kickback. I know that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I knew tow truck guys, and they told me that's what goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And Chad's like giggling in his car right now. He's like, God damn right, that's what goes on, baby. Anyway, so I went off, and then a maintenance guy, the comes walking around the corner. He goes, yo, bro, you need to tone it down. I go, you need to get the F out of my face, chump. Like, you know, you're talking about me 20 years ago. You know, I hit a bitch in the head back then. Now I'm very, you know, I don't do it. I'm very diplomatic now. I'm on blood thinners. You know what I mean? I'm trying to fight. I'll fight you if I have to. If I have to, I'll hit you with a chair. But back then, I loved the fight back then. So, it almost got really, really nasty. And then I was like, you know what? No, I'm moving out. Bye. And they're like, well, you got to put in a notice.
It's the rules.
My lease is up the next month.
Oh.
They're like, you got to put in a notice. I go, how much? They're like, 4 weeks. I'm like, done. And they're like, well, we got to see when your lease is. And the lady goes, oh, your lease is up next month. I go, yep. And I just like flipped him off and walked out. And yeah. And then Zane's mom. Ooh. So I work midnight shift. And I told her, she goes, well, where do you want to move to? I go, go find us another apartment. I don't care where. You know what she did? Well,
she found you a great apartment, obviously.
Nope. She put a deposit down and moved us into a duplex in Sefner. Where I lived for a year.
Wait, was that bad?
Yeah.
Why is it bad?
Trash-ass duplex in the stupid honky ghetto.
What's wrong with that?
Everything, Will. I went from a luxury apartment to a duplex in Sefner.
I don't even know where Sefner is.
You don't want to.
Where were you working at the time?
The casino.
Oh, the Hard Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not that far.
No, it's a yeah, it's a fine drive, but it was a duplex. You know what the rent was there?
$500.
$600 a month.
Yeah. Sounds great.
No, that means it's bad.
What?
It was a piece of crap place, dude. It was garbage.
What was wrong with it?
It's just tiny and garbage, and our neighbors were all trash.
Mm.
It's gross, man.
I had one of the apartments that I moved into in Northeast. There was these things called the danger stairs because it always felt like they were going to break underneath you. And then one day I came out and they were broken.
Oh my God.
And I guess my neighbor Vinny fell through them.
Poor fat thing. Vinny.
No, she was tiny. Oh. I was like, thank God it wasn't me because I would have seriously hurt myself. And couldn't use the danger stairs anymore after that.
Scary
had
stuff.
Had a gas leak in there.
Oh. Yeah, see?
Those are glory days, though.
Johnny B. Show, who are you?
Nope, perfect.
Suck it. Thanks for the call, idiot.
Glory days. Bad apartments.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, I know.
You look back on them, and you're like, I'm glad I didn't die.
It makes you who you are, though. Like, I lived in a trailer park for a little while when I was, like, 20.
Sure.
Yeah, just I had to. Like, I needed a place to stay. My house burned down, and I was like, I got to go live somewhere.
So I got the moniker Survivor Man. From some of my friends for a little while, because I just found a way to squeak by.
Yeah.
It got desperate. There's a few times where I go, well, I guess I'm living in my car for now.
I did live
in my
car
that goes.
For a month.
That's brutal. Yeah.
Yeah,
brutal
it was
life.
Bad, dude. It was really, really bad. I would go stop at like my mom's or my brother's, take a shower and go to work. And then I worked all night long at a club at the time, you know? So I would DJ all night long and then I would go hang out with people the next morning and then I would usually park in the parking lot at the club I worked at, like under some trees, and just take like a little 5-hour nap outside.
Snooze.
Oh, it was bad in the summer, too. It was like hot when it happened. So for like a month, I lived in my car for like nasty ass, hot ass, like sweaty. Yeah, it was not good.
The danger stair place, the gas leak place are the same place.
Oh.
And it was technically a 2-bedroom apartment. Technically.
Whitmore just texted me, we like Sefner. I know, Whitmore. I'm not really crapping on Sefner, okay?
Sefner rules.
I mean, there are some of the Solid Earth people. I do love some Sefnerites, and they were my bar patrons forever, so.
Definitely.
Yeah. I miss you, Sefner.
So those two places were the same place, technically a 2-bedroom. The second bedroom, I wouldn't even call it a half bedroom. It was so small.
Closet.
It was like a big closet.
Yeah.
Big closet. But a small bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And I was paying $475 a month to live in this 2-bedroom.
Nice.
So what I would do is I would just rent out that bedroom.
Wow.
It'd be like $200 for everything.
Yeah.
You know, everything's included. So I was paying $275 and then utilities, so it was about $400, I guess, a month to live.
Dude, I got comedian friends that went out to L.A. and legit were renting a walk-in closet from a lady. Mm-hmm. Like a real walk-in closet. They were giving her like $400 a month, and it was a big walk-in closet, but they had like an air mattress, 2 air mattresses inside of her walk-in closet, and they would go there, and, you know, she would let them use the kitchen and stuff to make their food.
Yeah.
But they would sleep in her walk-in closet, go do comedy every night of the week, and they were just doing like little odd jobs and stuff just to...
That sounds terrible. I mean, maybe if you're younger... I guess I could see myself maybe doing that if I was. I can't.
Yeah, if you're
now.
Like in your early 20s and you're just there trying to do something in stand up, why not?
Yeah.
You could scrape up $200 a month a piece.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's about. Like when you're young, you know, younger, you just get out of your house, get out and live somewhere. It doesn't really matter where. You could bunk up with a bunch of people, get a house. There's this house in Roser Park area, the Roser Park house.
Yeah.
And it was just like a commune.
Right.
And a bunch of people just slept in stairways.
Like a hostel.
Kind of, yeah. It was weird. It was like an arts, you know, type of thing. And I had this roommate who was living at my place, Mike, and he didn't even have a bed. He just hung a hammock up in that little room.
Oh, yeah.
And he had like a gravity bong and a
Sounds
hammock.
Good.
And that's pretty much all he had, and paint. And he would just paint, smoke weed, and play guitar. And
that sounds like he was living his best life.
He was. In retrospect, I had some good times and some bad times.
The more I think of Sefner and me and Whitmore, there's probably a bunch of 20-year-olds that look like me and Whitmore running around Sefner.
Oh, really? That good, huh?
Well, 30-year-olds for me, too. Yeah, I was tearing through some Sefner for a while there.
while the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.